it's just a rap thing. Are you ready to move with me? Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, come on. Get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me.
Get up on the floor.
Move with me. Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, come on. Get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me.
Get up on the floor.
All right, we are back with episode 5 of The Sounds of Struggle. I am Chris Parrish.
I'm always maniac.
And we don't really change who we are, do we?
Oh, there was no need when you're this awesome.
That's very true. And right now, we are currently at yet another Monster Pro Wrestling show, the very first Monster Pro Wrestling show of the new year.
Yeah, I think this one's dubbed Monster Pro Wrestling The Struggle Years.
Well, I might as well. I mean, 2017 will be the year of the struggle, will it not?
Well, yes. People will struggle. We will continue to be awesome while they struggle. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. The Struggle versus Everybody, 2017 edition.
Yes. It's like an encyclopedia. Every new year it comes out, and you still need to buy it because there's updates.
Yeah. That has to be, I think, one of the dumbest things WWE does, is have a new encyclopedia every other year.
Actually, it's funny, because I actually got the encyclopedia, and I noticed a couple mistakes, which for some reason I didn't write down, because I just thought they were funny, but the thing I found was...
Was the mysterious man who won the heavyweight title at WrestleMania 20 in there?
Christopher Benoit? Yes, he was.
Yeah, we can say his name.
Yes, we can now, apparently. It's okay, because of the network.
Yeah.
So, but I found a couple gimmicks that I think that, you know, could do really well, and by that I mean I think we could destroy them. It'd be fun. The Goon? Not like the movie, because the Goon wrestler was terrible. The movie's great.
See, I heard a rumor that Chris Jericho almost became the Goon.
Yes, they turned it down because he's smarter and better than that.
It could also have been just bull.
Yeah, very true. And what else? Beaver Cleavage. That was a gimmick.
Good old Mosh.
Yeah, or how about Phantasmo? Or for Phantasio. Whatever his name was, he was terrible.
Well, I know there's an elf Phantasmo out in B.C.,
Really?
Yeah.
Although, I have to say, there's a gimmick in BC called the Salty Seaman. He's over in Japan right now. That is, like, the greatest gimmick I have ever heard.
I wonder how he got there.
Yeah. His catchphrase is, there's a little semen in all of us. That is great.
Probably went down on an even flow.
Ah, Pearl Jam. Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, no, I definitely am not going to talk about Pearl Jam, because they suck.
Yeah, fight us. You don't like it, fight us.
Yeah. I hope you're listening, Kenny Doll.
Yeah, no, I hope he doesn't. He doesn't deserve to listen to this.
Well, he's probably not doing anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, what is he going to do with that extra hour, because he's on BC time?
Well, seeing as he's in Ontario last I heard, he'll be 4 hours late.
Very true. So, yeah, we just surpassed the Christmas and the New Year's. And, Maniac, what did you do for your Christmas and for your New Year's?
Same thing I do every year. I waited for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. I beat him up, and I took the most precious and fun-looking toy that was in a sack. What about yourself?
That would explain why he had a black guy when he came over to my place.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Interesting. I was wondering where he got that.
I figure Mrs. Claus, because he keeps visiting his girlfriend's house once a year, and I don't think she appreciates it.
Yeah. Man, those Chinese can do some weird things to people, can't they?
Or the Japanese with their tentacle pornography.
Yeah. Hentai.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah. But anyways, what did you do for Christmas?
I just did absolutely nothing. I drank a lot because I wanted to watch football.
Fair enough. I did think it was weird that there was a Saturday game for football. That doesn't happen very often.
They were mostly all Saturday games.
I think it's just because Sunday was Christmas Day. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, and it was awesome because my Saints beat the Bucks and essentially eliminated them from playoffs, and that made my day.
Yeah. Take that to you know who you are out there.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, you know. We'll talk about it after. For the guys, his name starts with D and the rest of his name's Austin.
Yeah. Dustin, we don't like you. Or the Bucks.
Take that.
I hope you had a good Christmas, though.
Yeah.
And the Green Bay Packers, also winners.
Hooray! They're in. Actually, they're playing today, aren't they? Or is it tomorrow?
No, they are actually playing tomorrow against the New York Giants.
Apparently, they're favored to go to the Super Bowl. I'm okay with that.
Well, then, that's because they're playing the New York Giants.
Well, yeah, true.
It's like Odell is favored to be an alcoholic when he gets older.
Isn't he already?
More or less. He's a party. He's probably going to be Manziel 2.0.
Yeah.
I mean, he cries a lot. He parties a lot.
Which was the guy that made up a story about having a girlfriend even though he didn't?
Oh, he plays on the Chargers. Manti Te'o?
That explains a lot. Get signed with the Chargers. My girlfriend's so happy if I had one. Yeah. Mike the Ref.
At Mike the Ref. Yeah, you let us know if that's ever happened to people you know, or possibly yourself. What else happened around Christmas? World Junior started. We mentioned that on the last one.
I have to say that gold medal game, that was some intense hockey. Canada led them back in twice.
That was awesome!
Canada let the U.S. back in twice, which they shouldn't, but still, that was an exciting game to watch.
Yeah, I think we can just admit the United States were the better team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Canada definitely had to prove themselves in that one. They almost did. Carter Hart did a fantastic job in net.
Yeah, way to go, Ingram, for blowing that one.
You know what? Say what you want about Ingram. He's funny, at least. So he's not good.
He was funny to watch play hockey, or at least attempt to.
Yeah, in his interviews. I mean, one day he could be a good
referee. I don't care that he's 18.
It's weird. I don't see them as 18. It's weird.
Why was that such a big deal this year? Like, oh, these are only 18-year-old kids.
Because normally the goalies are 19 or 20.
No, but, I mean... What? Now because they were going to lose or people thought that they weren't going to win? I mean, I just feel that now that Canada didn't win, I've been hearing a lot more excuses, and it's kind of just shut up already.
Ironically, it's from the same people that are Leaf fans and have excuses.
It's true. Like, anybody who thinks Matthews is better than McDavid.
Oh, he scored more goals. He's so much better. Oh, my God.
How?
I don't know. I'm mimicking them. I know,
but, like, it just makes no sense.
No, it really doesn't.
I mean... Matthew? No. Like, come on. Matthews is American. No way he's better.
He's from Phoenix. They don't even have ice down there unless they make it.
Yeah. Ow.
Yeah. Welcome to the dog pound.
It's a coyote.
Same thing. It's a breed of dog. Canine, if you will.
Dog, for the lame term.
Exactly. Great movie. Yeah. I haven't watched it in a while. I really should. That's, you know what? Here's something that was thrown out to me by someone I know who is kind of a moron, but he was saying that... Any movie that has snow is a Christmas movie, just because snow means Christmas time, which I think is stupid, because I proved him wrong with, well, what about The Day After Tomorrow? Is that a Christmas movie? Apparently it is, technically by his terms.
Well, what was the day before Christmas Eve?
It could be.
I don't know. I've never seen
it. I mean, it could be the 23rd when all that happened, and then 2 days later was Christmas. I mean, it's possible.
It's a very possible point.
But he's also saying anything that mentions Christmas and whatnot's a Christmas movie. So, hence, Dumb and Dumber, because the name's Lloyd Christmas. That's now a Christmas movie. And that one I'm not against just because it's such a good movie. But I don't think it's a Christmas one.
They did have a scene where he was, like, farting. Seemed like they were wearing holiday sweaters.
I think he was just wearing really obnoxious stuff, but I mean, it was in Aspen, so you can't really tell if it's summer or winter there, so... Although, ironically enough, never shot a single scene in Aspen. Not one.
Why would he even want to go to Aspen to begin with?
I don't know, the scenery and the easy women? I don't know.
Well, the easy women, yeah. I mean, but the scenery, come on, it's Colorado.
Mile high. See the same things you can see at a mile lower.
I'm sure there's a club for that.
Yeah.
But moving on. So, you recently saw Star Wars Rogue One. How was it?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was, like, the best Star Wars movie since Empire Strikes Back.
Since the last one.
No, it was way better than the last
one. So, for anybody who's not much of a Star Wars fan... How would this one rank up in the sense of timeline in comparison to all?
This would be between Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, which is the second last one that's come out before this, and Episode 4, which is the original, A New Hope.
So, early on?
Fairly early on, yeah.
I am flatly asking for myself, people.
Yeah, he has no idea. He doesn't follow this kind of stuff.
I have tried to watch some Star Wars movies. I fell asleep. I was trying to...
Ulterior motives.
Yes.
Trying to make it with the ladies.
Yeah, but I made it with the pillow instead. I mean, they're long movies, though.
At least you got something.
Oh, I didn't. I fell asleep and wrecked my chances.
But you got sleep. That's something.
Yeah, I did. In my dreams, I totally didn't get any either.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But, no, so, I mean, if anybody, I guess, wanted to go and see that movie, have not seen a movie, you recommend it?
100%. 200%. It's fantastic.
El Phantasmo.
Yeah, it's a joygasm in a movie. It's great.
It's a... Yeah, I don't know what other word we can call it.
Good?
Great.
Good. Great. Good! Now we are like on the bus!
So, going back to us being backstage for the first show of MPW, the Struggle are looking to become two-time tag team champions.
We're going to reclaim what is ours.
The titles we never lost.
Exactly. We will win them twice without losing them once. Not too many people can say that.
It's like we're the Seth Rollins of the tag team division.
Pretty much. Although he did. Didn't he briefly win it and then lose it right after?
Well, yeah, but at one point he'd won the heavyweight title twice. Losing it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean,
speaking of which, on a side note, after looking through that giant book of the new version of the Encyclopedia of WWE, do you know how many people are the WWE, WCW, and ECW champions all within their career? There's only three of them.
So you said three people. I'm going to go, I know Big Show.
Yep.
I know CM Punk.
Yeah.
And I'll say Kane.
Very good.
Yeah.
I will say, although it's stupid that they come out with one of these books every couple years, having that kind of information is kind of cool. It's useless information that...
I want to say it's pretty much in all the books.
Yeah. But this is the first one that has been purchased or given to me, so...
Fair enough.
I've looked at all the other ones, but this is the first one I have, physically.
I guess they come out with new dictionaries every year.
But, I mean, they add new people, like all the current guys are in. Although it's not fully up to date because Kevin Owens isn't the Universal Champion there. Finn Balor, I don't think they have the Universal Championship in there at all, actually.
Oh, yeah, because it was probably released and printed way before.
Yeah.
But
you think, you know, maybe someone would tell someone else or mention it to a friend that they throw that in there.
Why wouldn't they just make it like a downloadable thing you put on your phone or...
Put it like a downloadable PDF file from the WWE app or something, you know?
Yeah, and then that way you can just download it, you can update it. I mean, you don't have to buy all the same garbage.
And there's updates and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I'd be okay with that.
It'd be like a video game where like...
And then you could do like questions and trivia and shit and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, do you ever remember that old, like, WWE video board game that they had? Or, like, trivia board game?
I know of it. I've never played it.
Yeah, it was not a fun game, and it was pretty easy.
From what I've heard, yeah, it was very, very basic.
Yeah,
it's... For the basics.
I do have it in my parents' basement.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of the things I left there.
That is great.
Yeah, I think I have that and some VHS tapes.
Oh, fuck. Tapes. Yeah. Tapes.
I think I have a few with, like, the Phil LaFon and the Owen Hart matches. And
yeah. You know what? Phil LaFon, his debut, that was fun. Like, that tag team was good. I enjoyed watching them. I really did.
Not bad. Yeah, no, it was good. I think Doug Furness, Phil LaFon, they may have, I wouldn't have minded had they had a different gimmick.
Yeah, so just like the kind of straight shooters, just... Well,
like if they had a manager, like a Cornette or something, I think that
you
would...
You know, Paul Eller.
Was he even in the company back then?
Probably not, but he would have done well. Or, I mean, at the time, clearly like, the time period wouldn't have worked, but like Paul Heyman.
Well, yeah, like a good manager.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, you know, how Owen and Bulldog always had... I mean, they had Cornette at one point. Yep. No, I mean, I guess... At one point, they had Mr. Fuji, because Yoko was part of that group at a time.
Yoko Ono?
No, Mr. Fuji.
No, you're talking about... You said Yoko.
Yokozuna.
Oh. Well, they look kind of similar. John Lennon, you have poor taste. I'm just going to say that. That's right. I insulted one of the Beatles. The hell of them.
Yeah, he's British, whatever.
Yeah, fair enough. His teeth are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they have hot women, but they just don't date them.
you know, all the hot women get out of the country. They Brexit, if you will.
Mexico takes them.
Ew. Why?
It's their destiny.
Oh, God. I see what you did there. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
All right. Now we got to turn the page.
Ah.
Yeah. Nice. And, again, two-time tag champions tonight. The struggle go against the Thieves, Alpha and Omega.
Team Alpha and Omega, Team Dairy Farm Fresh, Team whatever they're called.
Shark Club.
Shark Club?
Shark.
They're the Shark Club? Yeah. That's a fantastic name. That suits them beautifully.
They're pieces of poop.
Oh, yes. They're wet.
But no.
Not full.
I said the Shark Club.
Shark. Oh, like Shark Tank, but club.
Yeah.
What are they trying to be, like the Shark Tank or the Dragon's Den, perhaps?
I don't know, but the tank makes sense because they're going to...
Shark tanked?
They're going to tank tonight, that's yes, for sure.
Because we are tanks.
Yeah. We're going to steamroll.
Yeah, we're Panzer tanking all over them.
There are so many other things we can say, but it's probably not suitable for the editing process.
I say, I don't think the editors would be ready with enough bleeps. So, yeah, let's leave it at that.
Yeah, you got bleeped enough already on this podcast.
For saying and I bet you he bleeped it there, too.
Comparing saying the word ass and saying the word piss, and he bleeps that.
Communism, I tell you.
It'd be funny if he just bleeps, like, your... When you say ass and not when I say it, that would be funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, to him and you and everyone. Actually, that would be funny. I'd probably go have a couple words with the editor.
Yeah. Stupid idiot.
But what can we expect from tonight there? Let's do this like a hockey interview. Oh, I'm here with Chris Parrish of Monster Pro Wrestling and Team The Struggle. And just wondering, what can we expect from tonight? What do we expect from this matchup?
Well, you know, if we follow through the game plan and just stick to what we know and give it everything we got, I think, you know, we're going to be very happy with the results. And, you know, if we get out of line, get out of character, and maybe, make the proper adjustments, I think things can go very wrong. But, I mean, we're confident in our abilities tonight that we can get the job done, you know.
I think the only thing you missed from that is, we just got to get more pins than them and, make sure we don't submit when they try to, and we make sure we submit them first. But, we just got to go hard and give 110%, you know.
That's because we're the struggle and we don't submit.
That's very true. Actually, you know what? Since joining... The previous pre-struggle and then the struggle, I have not been submitted once. And that's got to be a correlation of goodness somehow.
I mean, the only time I think I've ever seen any one of us submit is when, you know, we got to, like, hang out with, you know, our editor.
Yeah.
Actually, you tapped out when he punched you in the nuts.
Well, yeah, because he punched through my nuts. But it's okay, folks. Well, I digress, folks. I got him back. Oh, did I ever. I heard rumors of blood in the urine. I heard rumors of continually not dating anybody. And I like to take credit for that. I'm doing the world service here.
K.
K. Racist amounts of K. But I digress, folks. Moving on here.
Hello, everybody. Mike the Ref here, CWHD here at the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Just reminding you to check out our brand new t-shirt store at whatamaneuver.net. Not only do we have the Front Row Mafia shirts, but we have the brand new One World Empire and the Struggle versus Everyone t-shirts available. Different styles, different colors, different sizes. Hey, we even have a baby onesie. Now, this is the true definition of hashtag baby struggles. So go to whatamaneuver.net/collection/Edmonton-SPN for all the sizing, pricing, and colors. And now, back to the Sounds of Struggle with Chris Parrish and Maniac here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
So we are going to talk about back to football. If your Green Bay Packers don't win, who do you think actually has a shot this year?
I'm going to say someone that's really, really – they've done really well this year. Like the Oakland Raiders. I mean, their quarterback is fantastic. Oh, wait. The first one got hurt? Okay, no. Well, the second string still really – oh, wait. He got hurt too? Yeah, okay. Not them. take that massive damage. Probably – I heard Kansas City's good, but they're, from what I hear, a lot like San Jose Sharks, and they choke in the playoffs all the time.
Well,
so
yeah, so when I look at the AFC, I honestly think the Patriots are the team to beat. But I only think the Pittsburgh Steelers are the only team that has a shot. Their defense can stand up to them. They got the best running back, I think, in football right now in Le'Veon Bell. Antonio Brown is probably the unanimous number one draft pick going into all fantasy football seasons this year. He's still up there for one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in football. And then you got Big Ben, who always delivers in these kind of games.
True.
And then he might be the toughest player in football.
Yeah, no, true enough. Is that Troy Polamalu guy still with them, or is he retired
now? No, he's off in the shampoo sunsets.
Oh, I liked his hair.
Yeah, he was head and shoulders above the rest.
You know, yes, he was. He really was. I see what you did there. I appreciate that. That's good stuff.
I am bringing the puns today, people. Bringing the puns.
You're the pun master.
Pun master. but for the NFC, I mean, Green Bay is going to go over on the Giants.
I hope so.
And I do think it's either them or the Falcons. For whatever reason, I don't think the Cowboys have the experience yet to, get over that hump. I mean, it's a good story that they won the division, got in there. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if that experience plays any part in their first time in the playoffs. But I just think Julio Jones might be his time to shine. And I think Matt Ryan's playing a great having a great season. The only issue with them is they lost Vic Beasley Jr., who led the league in sacks. Hopefully he we'll see if he's actually hurt for more than just this week.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, worst comes to worst, they can do their best to Falcon punch through the opposition. Yeah. I did that.
Yes, you did.
Very, very good.
It'll be interesting. It's kind of sucks that now there's only a month left of football.
Yeah, but this is the actual, I mean, not to sound like a bandwagon jumper or anything, but this is the month I actually pay more attention to.
Well, I mean, it's like basketball. Like, nobody likes basketball until March Madness comes in. And for that one month, it's actually good, so people watch it.
I don't watch it then either.
No. I mean, I'll watch it if LeBron's ever in the finals. Like, if he's in the finals against Golden State, I'll watch it because I hope he just beats up on everyone who's now a nut hugger for the Golden State Warriors.
We're still talking about the March Madness, right? I really need to watch more basketball.
Yeah, I know.
LeBron James playing for some team. Wow, I don't know anything about basketball. I'm just realizing this now. And I'm okay with that. I really am.
It's only a Canadian game.
Well, yeah, so is baseball. So is hockey. So is curling.
You know stuff about baseball, though.
Well, it's because I actually watch it.
I mean, Encarnacion just debuted his new threads with the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, who cares? That guy and his agent screwed up royally. He ended up making, I think, $20 million less than he could have for 1 year less than he could have with the Blue Jays. They messed up.
And he's paying a lot more taxes in Cleveland than he would in Toronto.
Yes. You know what? He should go back to wherever he came from.
Dominican Republic?
Sure, if that's where he's from.
That is where he's from. Okay. He was saying that that's one of the main reasons why he never signed. I think it was Oakland and Cleveland were the two teams that were pushing hard for him. And he said that's why he didn't go for the Oakland team, because I guess the travel from Dominican to that side of the country was just too long.
That sounds like a first world problem right there if I ever heard one.
Yeah, he just wants to save all the money that he just signed for.
Well, you think of anything, he'd, you know, hey, Miami, yeah, you guys looking for anybody here?
Yeah, but Cleveland almost won last year, though.
Yeah, but now they have the longest drought record in baseball. Yeah.
But If anything, we know records are made to be broken, except for Toronto. They always suck.
Yeah. Looking at you, Toronto FC.
And Maple Leafs, Raptors, Blue Jays.
Fortunately for Blue Jays.
Rock.
Don't the Rock actually have the most in NHL history?
Yeah, but I mean, winning...
They won like the first like six of seven.
I mean,
years.
It's like... NHL is like CFL. I mean, I love lacrosse, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, winning a championship is not the most difficult because there's, like, not a lot of teams.
Yeah. There was one in Edmonton at one point.
Yeah, and they won.
And they won, and then they left.
Yeah, we...
So, wait, does that mean this coming year that they should probably leave and go somewhere else because they won in Saskatoon as well?
Saskatchewan, eh? Well, the season did just start.
Oh, I guess they're staying there for more than one season. Good for them. I hope it works out.
Yeah, it's like the pit year.
Yeah. I've had a couple pity years myself.
Yeah.
Not this year, though. This year's the year of the struggle.
No, 2017 is the year of the struggle, baby.
2017 struggles.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you guys all love the struggle as much as we do, go to whatamaneuver.net and pick yourself up a struggle t-shirt, hoodie, or a baby onesie.
Don't get the baby onesie if you don't have a baby. That's just weird. You know? I mean, who am I to say that?
Yeah, get whatever you want. And get like 10 of them each.
I mean, you know, we're making bank with this, so the more you buy, the more that we can put out, and we'll put out different stuff.
And
so.
We like to put out.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah. Just, when we put out, other people are happy.
Well, yeah, you're right. Okay, let's go with that.
Baby onesies.
Baby onesies, we put out.
When we put out, you'll want to get a baby onesie.
Exactly. Speaking of that, we won an award.
Yeah, we did. I mean, they want to get technical and say co-champion.
No.
Well, co-tag team of the year. But we know the real story.
They got put in there because of politics. Yeah. We officially won. We are the Edmonton SPN or ESPN Tag Team of the Year 2016.
I mean, that's how it's done.
So you were Wrestle of the Year 2015.
Yeah. Now we're the tag team.
So next year we're going to have to be, what, managers of the year? Like 2017?
We'll have the best podcast of the year.
Damn right.
Yeah.
We'll keep getting stuff. I like it. We also had a couple shout-outs for, like, matches of the year, although apparently we didn't get it because we didn't wrestle a somebody from Japan, former WWE guy, I guess, but what do I know?
Yeah, I love that the WWE alumni can win an award in Alberta wrestling, but not the actual Alberta wrestlers.
Well, yeah, the one guy won by proxy. But the fact that we were mentioned in the same breath when we...
Yeah, but we won our match.
That is true. And we didn't have any hijinks like apparently there were. We just straight up won a ladder match. A TLC match.
Yeah.
Tender, loving carnage. We are great.
Very true.
Very great. Speaking of which, I don't know why I just thought of this, but going back to the encyclopedia for a second, did you know that Massive Damage and Jesse Ventura look like they could be brothers? It's weird how some of them look it up. They look scary.
Like the Massive Damage with hair or the Massive Damage without hair?
Either or. Really. It's on the face.
I don't know.
It's the mustache. Back when Jesse Ventura had like, you know, the mustache, he was the body and whatnot. I think more probably now than back when Massive had hair. But it's weird like, how similar they look. It's kind of creepy.
I mean, because he also got a lot of, like, Road War animal.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of Laurinaitis in him.
Rhino.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't see it. But, you know, I don't really look at Jesse Ventura that much.
I don't want to comment on that, actually. I'm going to leave that alone. I have problems, and I need to go see a therapist.
Oh,
I need help.
The rapist.
Anal bum cover.
For $1,000, please.
Yes, exactly. Now, I know we're flip-flopping all over the place, but I'd like to get back to the World Juniors for a second. And can you name me the last Canadian team, or I guess teams, or I guess last year, that all the World Championships, the World Juniors, and the Spangler Cup teams all won in the same year?
82.
Oh, much more current.
Hmm. 85?
Way more current.
2018.
that's not till next year. I mean, theoretically, you could, yeah. But the most current? 2015.
Could it go with Canada?
Well, yeah. I don't care about any other country.
Yeah.
And then the only other two were 2007 and 97.
Also Canada?
Also Canada.
Yeah.
Because we're great at hockey.
Yeah. Canada at hockey is like the struggle to wrestling.
Pretty much. Just unbelievably amazing and no one can touch us. Mm. And if they do, then we hurt them. It's physically true. And otherwise.
It's true. But, yeah, no, who do you think was the best player in that tournament?
What's his name? Number 5 defense for Canada. Chabot, whatever the, however you say it.
Chabot? No.
Chabot.
Chabot,
whatever. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic. He was the only defense player that got a point a game, minimum. He pretty much took them on his back for the semifinals and part of the finals, too. Like, he was stellar.
See, I think I would have gave it, I honestly think I'd give it to the American goalie.
He was stellar, too. I thought we were just talking about Canada. Sorry. Yeah, U.S. goalie.
No.
Last, like, the semifinals and finals, he was stellar.
Yeah, and then I really also liked the game Matthew Barzal played throughout the whole tournament. I do think he elevated his status. That was one thing I was very curious with Barzal and Strom, seeing how they both initially started the year with their NHL club, yep. Both got sent back down, now playing World Juniors. So I wanted to see just if they were, like, you know, head and shoulders above the rest of everyone, which they weren't. No. But at the same time, I did think that they were very good and very key to Canada's success at getting to that gold medal game.
Yeah, they weren't necessarily the point getters that I thought they were going to be, but their defensive play was a lot better, and I think that definitely helped them get to the finals.
Now, we living in Edmonton...
cry a lot.
No, I didn't cry when we went to a hockey game. However,
let go.
But no, Jesse Puljujärvi. Do you think he should have been released to go down?
Oh, a while ago, absolutely.
No, but just for the World Juniors.
Oh no! You can't release him just for the World Juniors and then bring him back up. No, you should release him to go down because I don't think he's ready for the NHL.
No, but that's what I mean because like obviously he could have been sent back down to the AHL. But, you know, why not put him, like, you know, why not give this guy an opportunity to play if you're not going to play that much with your actual team?
Again, we have ideas that we know would work, and somehow we are not managing NHL teams. I don't get it.
Another thing, is he too old? Is he 21 now, or is he 20?
He could still go. Liney could still go. Matthews could still go.
And it was just because he didn't play in the CHL or anything like that. He played out in Finland, yeah.
That's one thing for all European players. If they didn't play in the CHL, they don't have anywhere to go, so they go down to the AHL.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the perks about Jesse Puljujärvi is that, you know, he doesn't, if he can't play in the NHL, he doesn't necessarily go back to juniors. He just goes to the AHL and actually...
Although I think he has an option to be able to go back to Finland if he'd rather.
Yeah, but I think he already said that he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go back to Finland either.
Why not? Finland. I would love to go to Finland.
The only thing I want to go to Finland for is to meet the dudes. Just because I want to, you know, mess them up.
I don't know. I just want to go to Finland because it looks like a sweet place.
I'm not much of a traveler. The only thing I really want to do is travel for things like, you know, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Stanley Cup Finals.
If you have a chance to go to Germany, I do recommend that.
Yeah, I hear your stories about your Bratwurst great time.
Oktoberfest was awesome.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not much of a traveler, really. Although, I am going down to a certain Chicago in February. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I hope you get to enjoy a good game.
Yes, I hope that Chicago destroys them. I hope Chicago just bends them over and has their way with them. That is what I hope.
At least score a goal.
Shut up. In the grand scheme of things, I've seen Chicago win way more than lose live. I've seen them lose live 3 times. I've seen them win live 5 or 6. I think 6. Don't get me started here. We have to work together tonight. Don't do this to me, man.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Exactly.
So, anybody, if you guys want to send in any questions, comments, anything you guys want us to talk about, or anybody want any specific people as a guest, because last time we had No Class Bobby Bass. Again, we want to thank him for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Mr. Bass. You're the best.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's the best.
He's the Bass.
He's the best. The best.
Yeah. But, no, if you guys want us to do any more of those, like, add anybody else on for the one-offs or anything like that, let us know. Send in your recommendations to the struggle at any one of us.
Either individual Twitters, our tag team Twitter, the Struggle SOS Twitter.
Yeah, we got two multi-person Twitter handles and one singular.
Each. Yes, we have the Twitters.
And we're on the Facebook.
And we're on the Facebooks.
I am on the Instagram crackers.
I am not on the crackers.
Should.
I
had some Teddy Grahams the other day. They were fantastic.
I don't know. I still haven't found the one that I set up. And I just don't have the time. I don't want to.
Let's make a new one.
It's so much stuff and time and the internet's and stuff.
Just think, you can put a picture of the brand new tag team title that you'll win tonight on it.
Yeah. When we win tonight, we should go get custom ones, because we deserve it.
Can we put spinners on them?
The struggle spinner belts?
Just a big ass that spins.
Yeah. By the way, I know what they're called titles, but because it's a spinner and it's kind of more of a gimmick title, would it be called a belt at that point? Or would it still be called a title?
Title, because it represents us being the champions.
Okay.
I mean, was John Cena's spinner not called the spinner title?
It always as the belt. Like, it's, I don't know. The lines are so gray. They don't pay homage to the olden days. And yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of your own world up in that, in WWE.
A whole new title.
But yeah, we just put like ourselves on the side plates. And then, like,
well, myself on one, yourself on the other, and then just like the struggle logo in the middle that spins. That'd be sweet.
That would be. So we should start up a GoFundMe page for struggle spinner titles.
Yes.
That GoFundMe stuff's getting a little out of hand, don't you think?
Yeah, like people are going on there and like doing weddings and stuff like that. It's weird. Like, I saw one, was it the one guy, he did a GoFundMe to, if he could raise, I think it's like $2,000, he would stand outside of Betty White's house for the rest of the 2016 to make sure that, and I quote, 2016 didn't get her. He raised $8,000. For nothing. Like, the world is messed up. It's a strange place we live in these days.
Betty White's still alive.
I know. She's like 91.
Wow.
Yes.
And 2016 didn't get her.
I don't think anything's gonna get her. She's gonna be like Keith Richards. She just like, she sucks the life out of people around her, and she'll live forever. She's the Anunnaki.
I think the Sons of Anarchy logo should get her one of these days.
Yeah.
Surprised that hasn't got her yet.
Yeah. True enough. She's an Anunnaki. She steals our gold. She lives off it, and she never dies. So is the Queen of England, apparently. But that's
yeah, really... apparently she's sick, and everyone is like...
It's not that I don't care, but I don't care. Not at all. Like, I understand we're part of the British Commonwealth, but really, like, she's sick. Why is everyone scared and upset? Well, there's nothing we can do.
No, but apparently the big cry is that not only she's sick, but given her age and given her actual health right now, that could be the final nail, so to speak. And, yeah, we did get a lot of big celebrity deaths in 2016. The Queen of England...
Could be a good start to 2017.
Well, I mean, that'd be the...
Actually, no, it'd be terrible, because then Prince Charles would reign. That'd be awful. Have you seen that goofy-looking guy? What a goober.
He kind of looks like the dude from Facebook.
Yes. Yes, he does. And not in a good way.
No, it's kind of funny. Oh. But, and not like the movie, but like the actual Mark Zuckerberg guy. Like, they kind of look alike.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how, like, people who do, like, that kind of stuff, like, that are end up being huge companies and all that, how they're all, like, awkward as hell looking?
Well, what I find funny is that Mark Zuckerberg, I thought he looked. I think he looks a lot alike the those twins off the that Facebook movie.
Twins. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, so.
The Rowers.
Oh well, except for not as good looking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was only one guy who played two people, but.
Yeah, true enough. True enough.
But yeah, that Archie Hammer.
Archie, isn't he also the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, and apparently his family created Arm and Hammer. Because his, I think, like grandparent or whatever, his name was Arm A, or M A N D, and last name's Hammer. That's how the Arm and Hammer thing.
Huh, Arm and Hammer. I see what they did there. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
That's yeah.
Good. What about? Wasn't they also part of like the Skull and Bone Society or something like that? And they're, you know.
I don't know.
No, well, fair enough. Fair enough.
I never looked into that deep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're all probably part of under the influence of like the Illuminati or something.
Yeah, Kevin Sullivan.
Exactly. This is getting very, very like, intricate podcast talking about the Anunnaki and the Illuminati. They're probably going to come knocking on our doors and be like, hey,
yeah, this
you
might
want to represent us? Because you guys are great.
This might be the most scattered podcast we've ever done.
Oh, I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, next week we will top it.
Oh, okay, I'll start researching now.
I won't.
So what? So there's these people down in Chile, and they believe that if you drink the blood of elves, that you live forever.
Really?
I don't know. I made that up, so clearly it's true.
Hmm. We should put this on the internet.
Well, yeah. Everything on the internet is true. No one lies on there.
Let's make a shirt and sell it.
Chilean elves.
This is a guy drinking the blood of an elf.
And then on the back, Chilean elves equal infinity.
Sold.
Whatamaneuver.net.
Can I get two in double XL?
Exactly. Whatamaneuver.net. You need to get on this. It's a fantastic idea.
Oh, we have our own page where you can just make
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Imagine wearing those in the ring. How sweet. We got to do it. Oh. By the way, shout out to the Billy Club. If you don't know what that is, I mean, look it up. If you can't find it, then, I mean, you're not good enough.
And
if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
And shout out to the Edmonton SPN for allowing us to actually have this podcast and for making a smart decision on making the Struggle the tag team of the year in 2016.
Yes.
So with that being said, go to watermaneuver.net, buy our merchandise.
Buy 10 of our merchandise.
Yeah, buy 10.
20.
Yeah, buy a lot of it.
Buy it for all your friends and family. If you don't, then... Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if you do and take a picture and send it to us, would you be willing to do a tweet follow kind of deal?
We'll give a shout out, and if you tweet us wearing it, we will follow you.
Fair enough.
I think the Struggle Twitter will follow anyone who tweets a picture of them wearing a Struggle shirt or onesie.
If you get a baby wearing the Struggle onesie, I personally will follow you as well because that's funny.
And I will follow the kid.
That's creepy, and I respect that.
Well, I mean, the kid needs Twitter. I mean, it's 2017.
Oh, you mean on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's not where I thought you were going. Fantastic.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It's nice down here. It's warm, and they have cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Oh, come on down here and find out.
Okay.
Right on.
So that's going to be a wrap for this week for the Soundless Struggle.
I don't think we can do any worse.
I hope you learn nothing.
I hope. If you learn something, be ashamed. Be very ashamed.
And, make sure you go to Podbean or anywhere where you follow or you can get your podcast. And tell your friends.
Tell your family.
Tell all your enemies because, you know, make them struggle as much as you did.
Yes. The enemy of my enemy is still my enemy because I don't like anyone. Besides you.
Yeah. We're not enemies, though. We're best friends.
Yeah, we're bromates. Or whatever.
Yeah, we, Christmas, didn't say ho-ho-ho. We just said bro-bro-bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Take that, Zack Ryder.
Yeah. How's your knee?
Bummed.
Yeah. Nice no beard, by the way.
He took his beard off?
Yeah.
My God, the surgery went so badly, they took his beard off? Yeah, that's like, a bad surgery.
His stubble's like completely outlining where his beard is, because he has no tan there. It's kind of funny.
So he looks like Hulk Hogan circa the NWO days.
Like, it was so, yeah, it was great.
That's great.
I mean, apparently he's going to grow back.
Oh, whatever.
He's like, a new Zack Ryder needs a new look, and I was like...
So you're going to shave your beard and grow back the exact same?
Yeah.
I don't give a care.
I'm like, there's always like a new Zack Ryder every year.
Yes, although I have to say, when he started doing the videos a couple years ago, but trying to get over again, starting over, that, I kind of like those. Although I like, you know, the Z-Troll Online story. It was stupid, but entertaining. Kind of like this.
That's exactly the point of why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get over.
Just trying to get over, bro.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Make sure you follow us on all of our Twitters at Chris Parrish,
at WrestleManiac,
at The Struggle SOS,
and at Tag Struggle.
And you can also follow the Edmonton SPN on the Facebook. Do they even? They have Twitter.
They have Twitter. They have Facebook.
I don't know it off my head.
The Twitter, I believe, is Edmonton SPN. I think.
Yeah. Follow them. Don't follow at Mike the Ref.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I don't know what his at Mike the Ref's Twitter handle even is right now. But
I think it's Selfish Lover 12. I think.
No, that's my Gmail.
Oh wow, it's amazing how I get those confused. Yeah, I don't know then.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, do that. And like we said, if you have any recommendations, any questions, drop them on our DMs. And we...
So, you know, slide them into the DMs, as the kids say. It goes down in the DMs.
Why is it sliding?
Because it's smooth, slick.
Slippery slope
and Sasquatches.
Saskatchewan.
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 Wow. You'd think we would have been drinking all day. And we have...
Ginger ale.
Yeah, I'm hammered.
What do they put in Schweppes?
Schweppes. Steve with Schweppes.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
I'll be watching us talk about stuff.